Good morning.
How's everybody doing out there today? We have some adorable little girls running around here today, don't we? We are blessed, and we're so thankful that you're joining us online this morning. We're so happy you're part of our body of Christ today. As we gather together, we're also thanking God that our pastor's taking a little rest, a well-deserved one, and we're going to have Pastor Nathan up here shortly. So I just we'll start with the verse here. May the groans of the prisoners come before you by the strength of your arm. Preserve those condemned to die. Pay back into the laps of our neighbors 7 times a reproach they have hurled at you. O Lord, then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise you forever from generation to generation. We will recount your praise. Isn't that a good word to start with? We're going to recount our praise. We're going to remember what he's done for us today. So if you would stand, and we'll worship together.
Again, we have just a second. We're going to get some sound going here.
Oh.
We got a microphone still muted over here. Thank you, guys.
Test, test, test. Very good.
All right.
Thank you.
You guys ready?
Ready?
All right. Let's
come
stand
on. Let's fire this up for the Lord.
I won't deny the worst you could say about me. I'm not defined by mistakes that I've made, because God says of me, I am not who I was. I'm being remade, I am new. I am chosen and holy, and I'm dearly loved. I am new, I am new. Who I thought I was and who I thought I had to be, I had to give them both up, 'cause neither were willing to ever be me. I am not who I was, I'm being remade, I am new. I am chosen and holy, and I'm dearly loved. See me the way that I do. He doesn't see me the way that I do. I am not who I was. I'm being remade. I am new. Do you believe that, church? I am chosen and holy, and I'm dearly loved. I am new. This is who we are now. This is who we are now. Up by the everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty. Through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior.
Oh, do you believe, church?
I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Our judge and our defender suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious light. Forever seated high. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in life eternal. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
How much more, then, will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciousness from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?
Yes.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time, no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonders of life. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born. In the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship, then so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've made. Every burning star, a signal fire of. If creation sings your praises, so will I. Don't speak in vain, a syllable empty or void. For once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, 100 billion creatures catch your breath, evolving in pursuit of what you said. If at all reveals your nature's soul alive, I can see your heart in everything you say. Every painted sky, a canvas of your grace. If creation still obeys you, so will I. So will I. God of salvation, you chase down my heart through all of my failures and pride. On a hill you created the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. Where you lost your life so I could find it here. If you left the grave behind you, the soul will lie. I can see your heart in everything you've done. Every part designed in a work of art called love. If you gladly chose surrender, the soul will lie. I can see your heart 8 billion different ways. Every precious one, a child you died to save. If you gave your life to love them, then so will I. Like you would again 100 billion But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never leaves the one behind.
Let's go ahead and bow our heads. Oh, dear mighty God, our Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Moses, the God of Peter, the God of Paul, the God of John Trotter, the God of Nathan Roadhaver. Holy, mighty God, thank you so much for caring so much about us. Who are we that you would even know our name and care? We thank you so much. Please, as we come to you gathered here today, as we bring the collection of the week's occurrences and events, please bless each person here, every family represented, all the hurts, the unsaid prayers. Please touch us with your healing and your grace and your mercy. We thank you so much, Holy Father, for your thinking to be so far above ours, to know what's best for us, to always have that in mind. We thank you so much, dear God. As we move forward today, please bless Nathan Roadhaver, your servant, as he gives the message today. Thank you for Nathan. Thank you for John, our shepherds. We as the flock can be a rebellious bunch. We thank you for their steady hand at the helm. Please bless Nathan today. Help him to be a clean and clear channel, again, of your mercy and grace and wisdom. Say what needs to be said, for us to hear what needs to be heard. We thank you so much for providing for us, dear God. And as we give some of this provision back, as we pass a collection plate, please bless it, divide it, multiply it as you did the loaves and the fishes. You help us here at Living Well to stretch pennies into many dollars, and we thank you for that, for all the outreach we can do. We ask your blessing upon this local congregation and the church as a whole. Please bless the leaders. The enemy is always prowling around. And we thank you, Christ, for being the head of the church. So we ask your protection upon our shepherds, our leaders, and us as members. We ask for your blessing upon this great nation, the USA. Our leadership, that they would have hearts that would follow you, minds and wills that bend towards yours. We just thank you, God. You knew all of this was going to be here today when you flung the stars into existence. So we thank you for meeting here. Yes, and not leaving any of us behind. Thank you. So it's with great humility, love, and thankfulness that we ask and say all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.